There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 20th edition. You have a 3-game early, 11-game main slate. The 11-game main slate, we will break it down for you. As you should know by now, the 3-game slates don't do it for me. So we move to your evening. Quick look at the weather. If you are playing the day slate, Minnesota at the Yankees, wind blowing in hard from left field up to 20 miles an hour. Late night, Dodgers, Phillies blowing in from center around 10 miles an hour, some gusts higher, some lower. No major rain in the forecast today, it looks like. Some other chances of some good wind. Keep an eye on the weather. See where that takes you. Let's look at your totals. If you are playing the day slate, Twins, Yankees, 9. Mets, Marlins, 9. A's, Tigers, 10. Good luck picking your pitching. You have Colon versus Severino, Montero versus Urena, Mengden versus Sanchez. Day game in Comerica, you're going to see that all over Twitter, over, and it should with this matchup and the way the series has gone. There should be tons of runs. Both those teams, just stack the heck out of them if you can. Mengden's coming off a complete game shutout, so like I said with Bundy, and you see it a lot with guys, especially on their first ones, don't sleep on the Tigers, even though they're so inconsistent. But Castellanos still too cheap in that lineup, crushing it, and you can play him in the outfield now in Candelario. You can play a third, so you can play them both finally. Yeah, Kinsler, who's swinging it great. Don't forget lefties like Presley, Navarro, Jones. Cheap options there. The guys behind the dish and Hicks and McCann. Lots to like with them, but then you got your A's. Matt Olson, 5 homers in 5 games, 8 and 10, 23 and 65. The guy is just crushing baseballs and gets Animal Sanchez. Chapman, Healy, Joyce is swinging it well. Lowry is on fire. Do not, like, if you're just going to do two guys, Lowry, Olson, boom, boom. There's your two. But you got Kay with the Chris Davis. Maxwell behind the dish is only 26. Lots to like in stacking that game. And then you pick your poison elsewhere. Severino's a beast. He's 12K in a great matchup, great ballpark. Colon could be a sneaky play if the Yankees are quiet because they're so hit and miss. But you get Greg Bird super cheap. Ellsbury's been hitting it well. You go up and down that lineup. I don't mind Headley even. Holiday. It's all over the place. So obviously Judge and Sanchez. And then the Mets, Marlins, that's your sneaky one where you're going to probably take a pitcher out of that. Both pitchers, Montero and Urena, can get beat up. At the same time, you wouldn't be surprised if they threw well. I go Montero a little more over Urena, but both are in play for me. I think if I had to make lineups, I go Severino, Montero, Severino, Urena, stack the rest, pray it works. And move on to the late slate where there's good tournaments in place and money to be made. And we look at our totals there. Red Sox, Orioles, 8.5. Dodgers, Phillies, 8.5. Waiting for the Brewers, Pirates. Because Aaron Wilkerson is scheduled to start for the Brewers. He has pitched one inning in the big so far. One whole inning. So not a whole lot going on there with Wilkerson. If this page will load, I'll give you a little info on him. But it doesn't want to load all of a sudden. That's outstanding. All right. Well, we'll get to him later. But you got Royals, Blue Jays, 9.5. Cubs, Rays, 8. Cardinals, Reds, 9.5. Nationals, Braves, 9. White Sox, Astros, 9.5. D-backs, Padres, 7.5. Indians, Angels, 8.5. Rangers, Mariners, 9. So there you have it. Let's get into your pitching on this 11-game slate. there are two pitchers over 10K. There's actually two pitchers over 13K. Chris Sale, Robbie Ray, two lefties that have been nothing but phenomenal this year. And right now, Robbie Ray has been the better pitcher of the last month. Not the season, of the month. Robbie Ray has been just filthy. 34-2, 33-9, 47-5, 32-8, 28-3. His last five starts, all since returning from a little blip on the DL that was at the Mets, home versus the Dodgers, at the Dodgers, home versus San Diego, at the Giants. Sure, not murderer's row. I get it, because the Dodgers have been slumping too. But the point is, he's getting it done, and, well, he's got the Padres and Petco. And I know you guys are going to laugh and go, Bubba, you've had us on Corbin and Petco. He got destroyed. You had us on, what's his name last night? He got destroyed. Where the heck did he go? Godley. I don't know what to tell you. Padres, I mentioned it. Their bats are always available as punts because you never know. But Ray is my guy tonight. I'm going to go with his strikeout upside. He's striking out almost 34% right now. Padres 25.2% K rate versus lefties, second most in baseball versus lefties. There's really not much to not like about Ray. The Padres have the lowest total at 358, lefties 256, righties 279, one of the worst wOBAs in all of baseball versus lefties at 290. Now, if you want to look at the Orioles versus Chris Sale, the fifth lowest total at 379, lefties 246, righties 256. But they have a 330 wOBA and a 184 ISO, two of the higher ones in baseball versus lefties because they have a ton of power. They also strike out a decent amount, 23.2% of the time versus lefties. We know Sale 35.9% K rate, lots to love there. But he has been getting hit a bit lately, 17.4 at Tampa, pitched well at home at 28.7. At the Yankees, 10.4. Those aren't going to help you. He did dominate Toronto for 40, then minus 5.3 at Cleveland. 20.4 against the Yankees. Had a couple just dominant starts out after that, but he's been a little hiccupy. I have no problem if you want to use Sale, but Ray's my guy. Ray's my guy up top. I got Ray 1, Sale 2, and we're going to go to battle and cross our fingers on that. Now you drop below 10K, and it's a lot of high-priced arms tonight. The bottom of the barrel is weak. We've had a couple good days where the bottom of the barrel has been beautiful for us. Not so much today. You have Brad Peacock at home against the Chicago White Sox, a White Sox team that is hitting the ball well, even though they only got one run last night on Mr. McHugh and company. Peacock's at $9,800. I like what he has. I like his K upside, 3-9-4-8 his last four. But, you know, he doesn't go deep. 5-6 innings is what you're maxing at. You got to pray he doesn't walk, guys. And he's got 18-23-8, 13-8, 25-1. Those 23-8, 25-1s are great at $9,800. The other ones won't help you. You need the big point production. He's got basically 21 or more points in three of his last five. So he's got 20-plus point upside, but you're going to have it against a White Sox team that can hit the ball. They're not going to just, you know, dominate you usually. They do strike out 23.5% of the time. Peacock striking out over 30%. Again, I said the walks can be a problem. He does not go deep. But the White Sox do have third lowest team total at 372, lefties 332, righties 238. Peacock is in play if you want to go that route. You just need to hope he gives you the at least six and gets the strikeouts. That's what you're shooting for. You drop down to a guy like Luke Weaver, 9,400 at Great American Small Park in Cincinnati. The ballpark scares the snot out of me, but this kid has been amazing and he's earned it. 1.89 ERA, 6-1 record, 58 Ks. He's at 28.3, 26.6, 30.2, 27.4, 36.8. In his last five starts, one against Cincy, where it was last starts against Cincy, six innings, two hits, no earned, six strikeouts for 28.3 points. $9,400 is a lot for a pitcher in that ballpark. I get it. The wind might be blowing in a little bit, which will be nice, but pick your poison. Cincinnati does strike out 21% of the time. His K rate, soft contact, ground ball rate of almost 56%. Luke Weaver has been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. The Reds team total is 449, a little above halfway mark. Lefties 219, righties 288 off Luke Weaver this season. I think he's a good GPP play at 9,400 because most people steer clear of Great American Small Park, and I don't blame them at all. We saw it yesterday, the slugfest that took place there. It happens more often than not, but there are days we've seen like Homer, Bailey, and I can't remember what other gas can it was. They went for like a 2-1 ball game. Anything's possible. Luke Weaver at 94 is definitely in play. I like him over Peacock for the upside. But just remember, the risk is definitely there. Alex Wood, 9,300 at the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies showed they can hit lefties, or at least Althair can when he took Kershaw deep for a grand salami. He's coming off a 30.5-point performance at the Nationals. A couple things to worry about. He's not going to 100 pitches. Last four starts, 91, 88, 98, 86. Before that, 30.5 points, minus 2, 13.5, 14.5. Not going to do it. 22-2, 17-3, 14-1. Not really going to do it. He's $9,300. K upside is tremendous against the Phillies. We know this. They strike out 21% of the time versus lefties. Velocity has been slowly dipping throughout the year. He's not going deep. I love the upside. If you want to take the gamble, knock yourself out. He's just not on my list of things to do. So in the 9K range, I got Weaver 1, Peacock 2, Wood a third if you want to really go out there. We drop in to the 7K range, and if you're not using Robbie Ray, then Ellison Lamet is one of your best mid-priced options. Absolutely love this guy. We've used him a ton lately. Great in that ballpark, great against right-handed bats, and he's facing a lot of righties in the Diamondbacks lineup. At least their power bats are righties, except for Jake Lamb. So his last few starts, 17-3, 21-3, 26-1, 17-3, 15-1, 26-8, 13-1, 23-8, 24-5, 21-6. He's been great. He's averaging 21.3 points a game at home this year. His one start against the D-backs was not good. Three innings pitched, seven earned runs, five walks, three Ks. That was in Arizona, I believe. So keep that in mind. And that was before he's found his groove. He's pitching just great. You heard his last 10 games. The D-backs strike out a good amount too. 23.4% strikeout rate versus righties. He's striking out over 29% that he faces. The walks are a concern. But everything else is really, really good with Lamet. The D-backs have a 392 total. It's like the seventh lowest on the slate. Lefties hit 355, so they do hit well. But righties only 231 versus Denelis and Lamet. So Lamet at 77 is definitely in play if you aren't using Robbie Ray. If you want to go sail Lamet, knock yourself out. Lamet, anybody else besides Ray, knock yourself out. Blake Snell, $7,200 at home against the Chicago Cubs. I know, Chicago Cubs, oh crap, stand back, don't do it, crazy stuff. But he has faced him once this year in Wrigley, five innings, four hits, no earned. The four walks killed a phenomenal start. He had five Ks for 16.5 points. I'd take the 16.5 tonight, and he's been getting you that. 17, he had a hiccup against the Twins, then 17 against the White Sox, 21-6 St. Louis, 33-4, 12-7, 16-7. Pitching really, really well with strikeout upside since his return from the minors. Blake Snell facing a Cubs team that also strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. His K rate's up to 20.5. Walks are always a concern. Ground ball's decent. Hard contact's low. Lots of good going on there. 4-1-3 totals below mid-pack tonight for the Cubs. Lefties 243, righties 330 versus Snell. There's definite options against Snell. In this lineup we'll get to that I don't mind. There's some value ones. They're priced down. Very interesting. But he's also in play as a mid-priced option. I told you about Archer. Archer threw very well for his price tag. Much better than he's thrown lately. Did give up a couple runs, but got the strikeout. Six solid innings. You could expect a similar start from Snell if he's not walking the world. Could he get blown up? Sure. I like Lamet a ton more. But Snell's a very, very good GPP play at $7,200 against the Cubs. So in your 7K range, you got Lamet 1, Snell 2. Now we go below 7 into your 5s and your 6s, and it's very, very disgusting, very, very risk-reward. Jake Junis at the Toronto Blue Jays. Junis is a very, very good young arm who's hiccuped a bit of late. 8 points at Cleveland, but prior to that, 18-9. 11-1 was a hiccup, 28.4, 19.2, a hiccup, then 13-9, 31-6. The hiccups happen when you're a young pitcher and you're below 7K. But those big upside games is what we love in this value range. This is what we target when we talk punts. That upside. We expect blowups to happen here, but when this upside hits, we make money. This is how this game works. When you're looking at Junis, the Blue Jays strike out 21% of the time versus righties. He's got about a 20% K rate. Does not walk many guys, which is beautiful. Hard contact is higher than I would prefer. They have a 4.86 total. It's like 8th or 9th best on the slate. Lefties hit 351, righties 310 off Junis. It's very, very risky, but the reward could be tremendous with Junis and his stuff out there. After Junis, the one that's going to really make people scratch their heads, but this screams upside. I like Trevor Williams yesterday. He was phenomenal. I love challenging Milwaukee, especially in pitchers' parks like PNC, because they strike out a ton. And you're talking Steven Brault. He's a decent left-handed prospect in their system, and he's coming off a start at Milwaukee where he went 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 1 walk, 6 Ks for 28.3. Now, that could backfire because he just faced them, or it could just build the confidence and another great start in line because the Brew Crew, they strike out a whopping almost 26% versus lefties, 25.8. Wowzers. Brault isn't the biggest K guy, but he got it done against the Brew Crew. Doesn't walk many. Everything's kind of mediocre stats outside of that. The Brewers do have, or we're waiting for that, but lefties 272, righties 336. So there's a lot to worry about with Brault. At the same time, the upside is tremendous at that price tag at 63. He's my top punt on the day if you're willing to take the gamble. Now, when you drop below that, we really, really gamble. I'm going to give you a few options. You got like Jake Thompson of the Philadelphia Phillies at home against a struggling Los Angeles Dodgers team. Thompson's coming off 22 points against Miami, then a minus 4.2 at Washington, 23.1 at Miami, a 1.5, 4.7, then a 21-1. That shows you the volatility of Jake Thompson. He can throw really, really well, or he can get destroyed. But at his price tag, facing a Dodgers team that no one's going to go against, the Dodgers strike out 22.6% of the time. He has walk issues. His ground ball rate is 46.2%, which is pretty darn solid. It's a very good ballpark. Dodgers 488 total. Lefties 321. Righties 418. We just saw Pivetta shut them down. We just saw Nola shut them down last night. As a whole, their offense is tremendously struggling. So Jake Thompson at 57 is in play for some savings. Very, very risky. No sugarcoating that. But he is in play at $5,700 against the Dodgers. Now you look at guys like Ricky Nolasco, 5,200 versus Cleveland. He's a guy that could get you 10 to 15 points with upside of more. So you could look at him. And then Wade Miley against Boston is terrifying, but he's actually pitched well against him. That's the only reason I wanted to mention him. He's 5,100 with upside. He's coming off a minus 14.9. I think it's 7-4. Prior to that, he's pitching well, 17-9, 15-3, 20.1, 7.7, 32, 13-1, 17-7. All starts we can deal with. In two starts versus Boston this year, 12 innings pitched, only 2 earned and 7 strikeouts. He's averaging 17.7 a game versus the Red Sox. We know the Red Sox don't strike out a ton at all. 18% versus lefties. Miley's not a big K guy. Walks can be an issue, but a ground ball rate of 51%. You look at the Red Sox, their team total is middle of the pack today, 471 versus Miley, which is kind of surprising when you think about it. Lefties 286, righties 372. No problem stacking against Miley, but he can be a sneaky one at 5,100. Also could get shelled, but at that price tag, he's cheaper than like Matt Olson, Mike Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, stuff like that. He's priced at the same price as Cody Bellinger. So Miley at 51 is in play if you need to. So my guys, I got Brault 1, Junis 2, Thompson 3, Miley 4, Nolasco 5 down below. All extremely risky. Brault's my favorite, obviously, as I mentioned. So recapping your pitching, you got Chris Sale and Robbie Ray up top. And you got Robbie Ray taking it 1-2 versus Sale. In the 9Ks, Peacock 1, or Weaver 1, Peacock 2. In the 7s, Lamet 1, Snell 2. And then down below, Brault, Junis, Thompson, Miley, and Nolasco. Let's jump into your hitters. If you're not using Sale, you got a guy like Wilson Contreras who was crushing the baseball before he got hurt, hitting lefties really well. He's 3,900. Yadi Molina went deep last night. He's in a great spot again as rookie Davis returns to the hill for Cincinnati, who was horrible the first time he was up. I don't see much more happening for him tonight. Yadi averaged a 9.8 in his last 10, 3 homers in his last 10. He's 3,700 versus rookie Davis. I like that a lot if you want to go that direction. Salvador Perez at 3,500 versus Brett Anderson. Perez does have some definite power versus lefties. He's been a quite the hiccup at times this year, but at 3,500, always overlooked against Brett Anderson. Very, very nice spot. When you look at the Royals, their team total is 464 lefties, 428 righties, 362 off Brett Anderson. So Salvi Perez. Brian McCann at 3,400 versus Big Game James isn't a horrible play. As we know, Big Game James can give up the long ball. You know, like a Wilson Ramos versus Lester at 32 could be a nice low-priced play. Wellington Castillo, if you want to fade Sale. Beef loves his lefties. Wellington's 3K versus Chris Sale, so that's something you could do as a fade material play. Yasmani Grandal, 3K versus Thompson. Grandal took Nola deep. We know he's got that power. He hasn't done a whole lot else. He's been really frustrating. But, again, lefties 321, righties 418 versus Thompson. If you want to go that route, 3K for Grandal is a bit of savings. When you go down below, you got guys like Alfaro at 2,800 versus Wood. Not looking to just run and target Wood, but he is an option. If Rafi Lopez catches, he's 2,700 versus Junis. Matt Wieters at 2,600 versus Lucas Sims. That's not a bad play price tag wise. You know, Matt Wieters very frustrating, but Sims lefties 393, righties 343 off Sims, 476 team total. Other than that, you know, if you're going to fade Robbie Ray, Austin Hedges at 25 is in play. Martin Maldonado at 2,400 against Tomlin. We love Maldonado versus lefties, but Tomlin will give up the long ball. Lefties 333, righties 337 off Tomlin. So Maldonado could be sneaky at 2,400. Other than that, check your lineups. You might find some value elsewhere, but interesting options at the catcher's position. Yadier and Salvi up top scream very good GPP plays if you're paying up. First base, you got Goldie, but it is Lamet, so just temper your expectations, especially they might go lower on because Lamet's been good, especially versus righties, and they couldn't hit Alex Wood last night except Pollock. Very frustrating. But if you're fading Luke Weaver, a guy like Joey Votto at 53 is in play. I love Cody Bellinger at 51 if you're not using Jake Thompson. You slide down, you know, Rizzo versus a lefty is always good. I always mention he gets overlooked. He's 4,900 versus Snell, so keep him in mind. Zimmerman at 46, not bad, but Justin Smoke at 45 might be the high guy outside of a Votto or a Bellinger. If you're fading Junis, lefties 351 off Jake Junis. Smoke continues to, smoke the baseball. He only had 5 points last night, but his last few games, 11, 13, a 6, then a 17, a 0, a 12, putting up those double digits for you when he gets it cracking. So interesting spot there for Smoke. If you want to go down to like a Jose Martinez, he's 4,400. He'll get overlooked again. First base outfield eligible. 9 points last night for the Cardinals. He was hitting cleanup. Cardinals have a 501 total. Fourth highest on the slate at the moment. Lefties 439. Righties 427 off rookie Davis. He's very bad at pitching. If he shuts the Cardinals down, tip your cap. That is a team to target today. So Jose Martinez at 44 will go overlooked. Rhys Hoskins, big three-run double last night. He's 4,400 against Alex Wood. 18 more points last night. Getting it in for the fantasy peeps. If Carpenter starts for St. Louis, he's 4,300 and in play. Freeman versus Gonzalez isn't bad at 43. He can't hit lefties. But you look at a guy like Joey Gallo, 42. Yuli Gurriel, 3,900 versus James Shields. We know Gurriel has a lot of power versus right-handed pitching. Astros have the highest total at 578. Lefties, 394. Righties, 315. So Gurriel at 39 could be worth a look. Jesus Aguilar of the Brew Crew, $3,800. He's been slumping mightily, but these are the matchups you use him for against left-handed pitching. He's facing Brault, who righties do hit 336 against, so he could be a GPP play at 3,800. Josh Bell at 37 is interesting because Wilkerson, he's only expect, like I said, let me look at his, let's see if this page opens for me. He's going to get the start. He came up from the minors in Double A, 3.16 ERA, 143 Ks, to 36 walks in 142 innings. He's pitched one inning and got 2 Ks on the 15th at Miami out of the bullpen. So he's stretched out a bit, but very, very hittable. So a guy like Josh Bell at 37 could be interesting. Yonder Alonso at 37 versus Trashner as of savings, but CJ Krohn at 36 I like a lot versus Josh Tomlin. We know Krohn's got power against righties and lefties, so he's in play for me. Eric Hosmer versus Brett Anderson at 33, extreme savings there. we mentioned how lefties hit Brett Anderson at a 428 clip, righties 362. So don't sleep on Hosmer at $3,300 as a lower price option. Louis Valbuena at 3,200 versus Tomlin at first base, third base eligible is a very, very solid low price kind of punt option as well. And when you get down below that, you need to check your lineups and see what comes out. Second base, you got Jose Ramirez at 51 versus Nolasco, always worth the look. Altuve went deep yesterday, 5K versus Shields, always worth the look. But Paul DeJong, second base shortstop, 4,900, went deep yesterday against rookie Davis, is in play again. At that price tag, he will go overlooked. Robbie Cano at 4,400 versus Trachsner, yes please. That's a really good play. Scooter Jeanette, who I told you I loved yesterday, went deep for us, got us 21 points. He was hitting cleanup. He's 3,900 versus Weaver. If you're not using Weaver, Jeanette is again in play for you. When you go down some more, you look at guys like Yoan Moncada at 37. It's very interesting. Had another nice game last night. I do respect Peacock, but he can walk, guys. And you put Moncada on, he's stealing bases very well right now. Colton Wong is a nice piece of this St. Louis lineup, 3,500 leading off, stealing bases of late. Very, very low-owned piece of that lineup to make yourself a little different. Whit Merrifield, this is one I can't understand. He's $3,300 versus Anderson. 8 points last night, 5, 13, 5, 5, 11, 2, 12, 11, 3. He's not getting you zeros, getting a lot of double digits, 5 or more points. 3,300 versus Brett Anderson. Whit Merrifield is a very nice low-priced option. The farther down you go, there's a few other guys here and there you could target. But 3K, get goings. Ozzie Albies at 3K, switch hitting versus Gio. I like that a lot as a low price. And then Chase Utley at $2,800 versus Thompson. If you aren't using Thompson, Utley at 28 can definitely be some savings for you in your lineup. Going over to the third base position, again, you got Donaldson at 56. He's just crushing it. Had a big offer for us yesterday, basically. But crushing it. Jose Ramirez at 51, I like. You slide down a guy like Chris Bryant, 4,600 versus Snell. Is a good price tag. We mentioned lefties 243, righties 330 off Snell. So Bryant at 46, who has been heating up, could definitely be in play. Justin Turner at 46 versus Thompson as well. Both options. Mentioned Freeman earlier at 43. Joey Gallo at 42. Beltre at 4K is not bad versus Hernandez, but I might look elsewhere, like Alex Bregman at 3,900 versus Big Game James. If you're fading Chris Sale, you can get like Jonathan Scope at second for 33. You can get Machado at 38. Interesting price tags, big-time savings against a guy like Sale, who has been getting hit hard of late. His hard contact rate has gone up. Hernan Perez, 3,800 versus Brault if you're fading that direction. But you go down farther, you got Moustakas at 34, which I don't hate, versus Anderson. Valbuena at 32, we mentioned earlier. There's one guy down here I really want to mention. If he starts, I am locking him in. I don't care if he gets a zero. But J.P. Crawford's 2,600. He's third base shortstop. He's worth a punt against Alex Wood because he's not going deep, guys. And he might get hit for all we know. But the guy I'm looking at, if he gets in, he's been activated from the DL, hit great in the minors, but hasn't played yet since getting activated, which was on the 17th. But Colin Moran's $2,100 for the Astros facing Big Game James. That's big day savings. The upside of Moran's big. So if he cracks the lineup, he's worth a look. They also have J.D. Davis at $3,200. Two nice value plays in that lineup. I love Colin Moran if he cracks it, though. Shortstop. You got Lindor at 54, who's in play. Trey Turner at 52, can steal. DeJong at 49, who I love. Then you got guys like Xander Bogaerts at 45, could be a decent GPP, you know, difference maker. Marwin Gonzalez at 41 versus Big Game James is a very, very nice play there. So you can get Beckham at 36 versus Sale, another savings discount, you could say. Javi Baez hits lefties really, really well. He's second base shortstop eligible at 3,500 versus Blake Snell, so don't sleep on him. The farther down you go again, Ryan Goings at 3K. Shortstop's pretty bad. You got J.P. Crawford at 26, and then check your lineups elsewhere. Heading to the outfield. We wrap it up. Your high-priced outfielder is a phenomenal play today. Mookie Betts at 55 versus Wade Miley is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Mike Trout at 54 is really, really good. Ryan Braun at 52 is awesome. He's crushing baseballs, 8 more points last night, averaging 12.4 his last 10. Before the 8 last night, 24-14-26. Feeling it. He's facing a lefty who he mashes. So 52 for Braun. I don't hate Benintendi, but Tommy Pham at 51 versus rookie Davis is a very, very nice piece of this Cardinals puzzle. I mentioned Bellinger at 51 I like a lot. George Springer's been pretty hot at the plate. He's 49 versus Shields. Definitely in play. But Dexter Fowler, 4,500 versus rookie Davis. Fowler had a big night last night, 30 DraftKings points. He had a homer and a double, 3-for-4 evening for you. Swinging it good in the middle of that order, left-handed stick in Great American Small Park. Domingo Santana, always overlooked in the Milwaukee lineup, $4,400 facing the lefty in Brault. Coming off a home run, 17-point performance, 17, 27, 18, 0, 20 are his last few games. Santana swinging it at 4,400. You slide down some more. I mentioned Jose Martinez at 4,400. Rhys Hoskins at 44. I don't hate Justin Upton at 43. He's been swinging it good. Went deep again last night. He's homered four times in his last 10 games, averaging 11 points his last 10. 14, 4, 30, 18, 7, 14, 0, 11, 0, 12. Justin Upton's feeling it, facing Tomlin at 43. Angels go low-owned way too much. They're a contender, for crying out loud. Josh Reddick at 42 is a very solid play versus Big Game James. Don't hate on Schebler at 41 versus Weaver. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez at 41, all solid plays here. Jay Bruce at 4K versus Ricky Nolasco is intriguing. Althair at 4K versus Wood is in play. He had the granny the other night off of Kershaw. He went deep again last night. The guy can hit, and he can hit lefties really, really well. McCutchen at 39 against Wilkerson, not bad. McCutchen swinging it well. Firm versus a lefty over a righty. I'd rather pay up for Althair, but McCutchen is in play. Hernan Perez at 3,800 for the Brew Crew. Kevin Kiermaier's 38. He can hit lefty, so don't completely ignore him. And if he gets on base, he can run because we know Lester can't hold anybody on. So keep that in mind. You got Starling Marte at 37 is an interesting play for the Pirates. Senzu Chu at 37 I like a lot. Adam Duvall is always a GPP play at 37 in that ballpark. You go down some more. You got guys like Derek Fisher, 3,600 versus Shields. I don't hate that at all. He didn't crack the lineup yesterday, but he's been playing really well in his last few. He had 19 points his last time out, 16 the game before that. He's had a couple days off. He's been just a rotational guy now, but he can hit it against Shields. That's a nice value. Odubel Herrera, 3,500. I mentioned him last night. He still played really, really well in that matchup versus Darvish. I know it's lefty-lefty now. But Odubel is an intriguing play at that price tag at 3,500 in the middle of their order. So keep him in mind. A guy like Cole Calhoun's only 3,400 versus Josh Tomlin. I love that. I know Calhoun, he was streaking for us earlier. Been a little quiet. 7 points last night. You know, a couple duds and a 13, 2, a 12. He's not lighting the world on fire, but at 34 against Tomlin could definitely run into one for you. Jesse Winker, who I keep loving at his price tag, 3,400. 12 more points last night. 12, 7, and 14 in his last three. He's definitely in play if you're not using Weaver. But Weaver's really, really good. I'm not looking to stack against him unless you're playing like a contrarian angle or you're playing Great American Small Park angle, which I get all of it. Just Weaver's really good, but the blow-up obviously is possible. The farther down you go, Piscotty at 33 is in play. Ben Gamel at 33 versus Cashner is a very nice low-priced option there for the Seattle Mariners. Nick Williams, 32 versus Wood. Don't hate that either. He's playing really, really well. Lefties, righties. Getting it done more often than not. You go down even farther, you can get like Gregory Polanco, who's just been so inconsistently bad at 3K versus Wilkerson. We know the upside's there at that price tag. Willie Calhoun, 2,900. If he cracks the lineup for the Rangers. Teoscar Hernandez, who I continue to use when he leads off for the Toronto Blue Jays, he's 2,800 tonight. Corey Dickerson, 28 versus Lester. He has hit lefties well, but here's my guy. If you're not using Blake Snell, Albert Almora Jr., he's hit lefties with so much ferocity this year. Power, you know, exit velocity, you name it. He's $2,800. He's hit righties pretty well also, but $2,800, very much in play against Snell. And the farther down you go, you know, you just kind of wait and see lineups. You know, Verdugo at 27, he's not great, but he could be a punt. Renfro at 27 versus Ray could be a punt, power play, GPP type deal. Margot, same situation. Austin Hayes, 2,500 versus Sale. I used him again last night. Sale's not as, you know, sexy, but he had 5 more points last night. He was decent at that 25 range, and he's got power upside. But Sale's maybe not the guy you're looking to just run him out against. Matt Caesar at 2,500. Victor Robles at 24. I like Victor if he cracks the line of Lucas Sims. Young arm, talented arm, not the greatest arm. So very interesting play there if he cracks the lineup. He hasn't been playing every day, but he could be a nice one at 2,400 in that matchup. Other than that, there's not too much that really stands out. Like Lane Adams, if he starts versus Gio at 2,100, he can get on steal bases. I don't hate that. 9 points his last 10. He's averaging 7 in his last 10. So Lane Adams at 21 could be your Uber punt if you want to go there. So there you have it. Let's check out your BVP after we recap the pitching. Up top, Ray, Sale, 1-2. In your 9Ks, Weaver, Peacock. In the 7s, Lamet, Snell. Down below, in this order, Brault, Junis, Thompson, Miley, Nolasco. Your BVP for tonight. Or we'll do the whole day while we're at it. So, Starlin Castro, 4-for-9 with a double off Bartolo. Matt Holliday, 7-for-21, 2 doubles. Brett Gardner's the only guy in the Yankees roster that's taken him deep, which is kind of surprising. Matt Joyce, only hitting 250, but he's 5-for-20 with a double, 2 triples, and a homer off Aníbal Sanchez. The farther down you go, like Ozuna, 6-for-11 off Montero, but no one in the Marlins lineup has taken him deep yet, so they probably will today. Jose Reyes continues to crush it, 5-for-14, a double and a triple off Urena. He had another big night for us last night, led off with a homer and so much more. The Panda, 5-for-15 with 2 homers off Chatwood. Panic, 7-for-20, 2 doubles. Crawford, 10-for-35 with a homer. We get to the evening slate, or Arenado, 9-for-17, 5 doubles and a homer off Matt Moore. Blackman, 5-for-13, 2 triples and a homer. Story's taking him deep. Now your evening, Machado, told you he was cheap. He's 5-for-14 with a double and a homer off Chris Sale. Scope, 4-for-13, 2 doubles. Trumbo's taking him deep. Hardy's taking him deep. Adam Jones has taken him deep. You know, Pedroia 2-for-2, Sam Travis 2-for-2 against Miley, not big samples. Rajay Davis taking him deep twice. Freddie Galvis 7-for-13 with a double off Alex Wood. Cesar Hernandez 5-for-11 with a double. It's interesting stuff there. They're the 1-2 hitters in that order. Keon Broxton, 3-for-6, 3 doubles off Stephen Brault. Something to think about. Domingo Santana, 2-for-6 with a double and a homer. Melky Cabrera, 4-for-7 with a double and a homer off Brett Anderson. Duvall has taken Luke Weaver deep, but other than that, not much going on there. Paul DeJong, 1-for-1 with a homer off Rookie Davis. Again, not much going on there. Peter Borges, 7-for-17 with a double off Lester. Evan Longoria hitting 241, but 3 doubles and 3 homers. Says Kurt Suzuki, who I do love. I don't know how I didn't mention him. I love him against Gio today. He's $3,100. He's 5-for-10, 2 doubles and a homer off Gio. He's hit lefties really, really well this year. So Gio, definitely an option. Donis Garcia, 6-for-10 with a double. Swanson's taken him deep twice. Inciarte's batting 500, 11-for-22 with 2 doubles. Matt Kemp, who I love as well. He's 3,300. He's day-to-day. If he cracks the lineup, he's in play. 8-for-24 with a double and 2 homers. Freddie Freeman, I told you, is a really good play for 4,300. 13-for-42, that's a 310 average. 5 doubles and 3 homers off Gio. They like Gio. Braves, sneaky play today. Josh Reddick, 7-for-22, double, triple, 3 homers off big game James. Cam Maven, 7-for-19 with a homer. Not much else looking here. Not. Mike Trout, 5-for-6, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off Tomlin. Yeah. Cole Calhoun, 4-for-6. Brandon Phillips taking him deep. Ben Rivera, 6-for-15. Jason Kipnis, 5-for-15, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Ricky Nolasco. Yan Gomes, if he cracks the lineup, 4-for-12, 333 average, 3 of those 4 hits, home runs. Jose Ramirez, 4-for-12, with a double and a homer. Santana, 5-for-19, 2 doubles and a homer. Bruce, 5-for-21, a double, 2 homers. Yonder Alonso, 3-for-5, with a double off Trashner. Nelly Cruz, 5-for-11, 3 doubles. Seager, 6-for-18, 2 homers. Joey Gallo, 3-for-10, 2 doubles off Felix. Elvis Andrews, here's a sample for you. He's batting 290, 29-for-100. That's probably the biggest sample we've seen in a long time, 4 doubles. Shinsu Chu, nah, it's not worth an average talking about. And there's your BVP. And there is your quick hits, your Wednesday edition. 11 game slate broken down. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. You got your always pressing pod with myself and Jesse and his write up for the Thor Championship to get you ready that tees off tomorrow. You have Bench with Bubba with Ralph Lifshitz talking Otani and a ton of prospects, current, playing, now, and future. Lots of good stuff there. Bench with Bubba, episode 56. Check it out. You got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 30, dropping this morning. You have Doc's Saturday Edge podcast, week 4, dropped last night. We got power rankings, and we have survivor picks from Richard, and so much more coming this week. So check us out on Twitter again, at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. Hit me up on Twitter, at BDentric, with the questions. I will help you as I can. So let's get it in. This was your MLB DFS Quick Hits, Wednesday, September 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.